Mark 11:17, House of Prayer. I want to talk to you about what the Lord is getting ready to do in the churches today. In the book of Mark chapter 11, verses 12 through 14, we see the fig tree withered. Then in verses 15 through 19, we see Jesus cleansing the temple. Let's first look at Jesus cursing the fig tree. Let's look at verses 13 and 14 together. The Bible says, "And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, 'Let no one eat fruit from you ever again.' And his disciples heard it." In verse 20, the Bible tells us that the fig tree dried from the roots up. Jesus was expecting to find fruit on this tree, but it was bearing no fruit. Take note. Let's now look at verses 15 and 17 together. The Bible says, "So they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves." Verse 17, "Then he taught, saying to them, 'Is it not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves?'" I personally believe that God is getting ready to release a great revival and empowering of his Holy Spirit upon his people. I feel a release of God's power coming that is going to be remarkable. I'm certainly not the only one that feels this way. Spirit-filled believers and prophets all over the world are singing the same tune. God is getting ready to release his glory on this earth through many miraculous signs and wonders that give Jesus the glory. We should be very excited for this. Now, God is looking for people whom he can trust and whom he can use. People who believe God's word and believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and think. God is looking for people who have stepped out of the religious system and taken God out of the box and have surrendered themselves to God and said, "God, come be the God that I've read about." I am convinced God is looking for people who know their identity. If you know your identity in Christ, you are going to be used mightily. Now, on the flip side, the side you don't want to be on, that's the side of the withered fig tree and the church that's going to be cleansed. People that are not bearing fruit for the kingdom of God are going to be dried up and cast aside from the Lord. People that go to church just to say that they go to church, just to quote-unquote play a Christian role, but without surrendering their heart, without surrendering their lives to Jesus, they are going to be dried up and withered instantly. Also, the churches that are full of corruption on the inside are going to be overturned. I personally feel God is tired of looking down upon earth at all the churches who are simply playing church. Churches that acknowledge God, but their hearts are far from God. It is by far past time that we, the believer in Jesus Christ, arise in our identity, learn who we are in Jesus Christ, and start walking in this authority. It's time we get off the sideline and into the action. Our children and many people around us are going to be devoured by the enemy unless we step up in our authority and identity in Christ. May our homes, our churches, and our bodies, the temple of the Holy Spirit, become houses of prayer. May we bear much fruit for the kingdom of God. Will you please repeat after me and join with me as we pray together in the name of Jesus? Dear Lord, forgive me for previously being inactive in my Christian walk. I choose to arise in my identity and authority you have given me through Jesus Christ. This day I choose to get into the battle, to fight the good fight, to set the captives free in your name. May you be glorified, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.